Hey, good evening, everyone. It's Tuesday, the 4th of January today. It's a little after, well, it's just coming up to 6 o'clock in the evening. Out in the kitchen, just getting dinner ready for this evening, and thought I would record this quick audio boo while I had a few moments between tasks. First day back at work today. Hard day. I've come home very much feeling like work is a parasite. Really, work should be a sort of semi-symbiotic relationship, i.e. both parties should get something out of it. Normally, you know, the employee gets paid and the employer gets whatever work it is they want done. I have to say, increasingly I come home feeling like, not saying the money's not good, because it is, but that I'm not getting a reward from what I do. And I think today that was very evident, particularly being the first day back after the Christmas break, when most people have been away for over a week or so. And there was a definite sense in the office of a lot of people really having to drag themselves in this morning, not really wanting to come back after having had, you know, an extended public holiday, effectively. So that was quite hard, and it's been quite quiet and quite subdued in the office today, which is unusual for my team. Normally they're quite upbeat and quite rowdy to a point. So yeah, strange for them to be so subdued today. Still, we'll see. No decisions have been made. The kind of axe of redundancy looms over us all still, and no one's actually, no one's saying anything one way or another, so I suppose in some ways that's good. But I guess, you know, no news is not necessarily good news. It'd just be nice to know where we stand a bit more, particularly now we've got past the Christmas period. That said, I didn't hang around today. I did my hours. I've come home. So I'm cooking dinner now, and we're having some pork fillets in a mustard yogurt sauce, which is a web recipe, actually, so I can't claim the credit for that, although I have to say it does taste very good. Had it before, and it is a yummy dinner. So we're going to have that with a bit of rice and a bit of sweet corn. And we're kind of about, let's have a look, about 10 minutes away from that being ready. I'm just kind of stirring the rice as I talk. It was good catching up, listening to other people's boos this morning. Glad to hear Alex had a good weekend with Gillian. Interestingly, you mentioned Fantastic Mr. Fox, which, although it was one of my favourite Roald Dahl books from childhood, I haven't yet seen it either in the cinema or on DVD, so I think that is one that we'll be keeping an eye out for in the very near future, because it certainly sounds like it's worth a watch by children of all ages, so I count myself in that category, of course. And I hope Will and Maria can hear this, and that they still have power and light and internet and all of that, and they managed to get out and pay their bills. The rumour that you are the laziest people in the world is fast becoming a reality. I know we joke about it, but yeah, I hope you guys are okay and that you managed to sort out all of those bills that you've needed to pay, and otherwise that's about it, I think. As I say, fairly subdued day, so not much to report. It has put me in a mind to come home and do something creative. If cooking dinner is not enough creativity for me, mainly because I do it most days, then I'll have to find something else to do later on. So watch this space. Not quite sure what that might be or might not be. We'll see. My experiment with some wildlife photography over the weekend didn't go quite so well because I forgot to charge the battery on my video camera, and because it was very cold, what little charge there was in the batteries didn't last very long, so I didn't actually manage to photograph any wildlife. But you know, I've got the concept in mind, and it's too dark to do it now, so I'll have to wait for the weekend for another go. As I say, otherwise, I think that's it. I hope wherever you are, you're having a good evening, day, morning, whatever time of the day it is for you. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.